back to another episode of I'm Not Famous, only I'm Project Nerd. And we are at the Iron Lion in Colorado Springs. Carrie and Iggy here with Killer Cutie Cosplay.
I'm a nightmare.
I mean, her name's Amanda, but yes.
I go by that and Pearl.
And
Pearl, that's my middle name.
Oh, I thought it was going to be from Steven Universe. Yeah. Because we've already had a few Steven Universe conversations.
Yes.
He has no clue. I'm sure he's already kind of let you know that he doesn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
She's already showed me like three of her cosplays, and I have no idea who any of them are.
We just bluff. You're just like, yes.
Yeah. I was like,
so really impressive cosplays.
Yeah.
Which Carrie,
I appreciate that.
We'll throw them up on the screen. Yeah, we'll right put here. Them in this right next to the like and subscribe button right here.
So, but also you do besides the cosplay, the the mermaid stuff.
Yes.
So I don't know what.
Very mystic. Very.
What do you call that? I don't want to call it stuff.
I call it mermaiding because that's like.
I was gonna say that, but I felt like that was a made up word.
Well, it's better than
a verb because you did like mermaiding. It's ing. So it's a verb.
That makes it okay to teach in school because that's scientific. it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot of underwater stuff, and kids are always like, "Are you sure you're a mermaid?" I mean, I had a little kid fight me on being a mermaid. He's like, "Well, what do mermaids eat?" I was like, "Pizza." He's like, "No, they don't." I was like, "What am I wearing?" He's like, "A mermaid tail." I was like, "And I eat pizza." And he's like, oh. I was like, "There you go, boom, proof."
I love how like that's boom, like the roasted argument. Like this
it's
is
pizza.
Like,
and then you threw something at him, and he ran away.
Yeah, and it was all through text message. None of this was face to face. This was all through a message board.
I think Carrie's really getting the geek community. He's starting to understand now.
I'm getting
he's
it.
Starting
like,
to figure it
none
out.
None of it was eye to eye. Like, it was a conversation that nobody looked at each other. No. So they had no idea what they look like.
Well, it doesn't help of him saying it next to a small little girl who's like, oh, mermaids. Oh, so and I'm like.
Yeah, squash that kid. He's trying, because he was doing it to probably try to annoy the little girl. Santa Claus ain't real. Santa Claus ain't real.
But it's funny because like, you initially say it's like cosplay, and I'm picturing like a mermaid cosplay. We've seen some of those at conventions.
Oh, yeah.
This is you are in the water and doing all of this with all of this
with
mermaid
full
costume
tail.
On. Like, that sounds crazy. So did you make the mermaid tail?
The tail I didn't make. We're working on making one for silicone-wise, but the one I got is from Finfolk. It's full neoprene, and it's fun, but also at the same time, it's definitely difficult to get around. I know that for sure. My dad
like
has
get
a cart.
In the water, like trying to like. Get...
It's a lot of stomach movement. Yeah. I have to swim in my stomach a lot, and you get tired, so you're just like sitting, and I just float upwards. So there's
just
been once or twice.
Need a bigger stomach.
I was like,
just need a bigger stomach.
You know, my yoga poses help me with my core.
So. I know. There's been once or twice where I've just floated upside down, and the kid's like, "She's drowning," and I'm like, "Oh, gotta turn this way into my back."
Is that fish dead? All I can think of right now in my head is they're floating upside
there is mermaid. Some mythical mermaid moments.
Do you like comb your hair with like a spork?
It's very impractical. I love sporks.
Was
but
it? No, it's not. It's a thingamabob.
Well, but it's a spork.
A thingamabob.
It's a McDonald's spork.
McDonald's spork.
That's not what. It wasn't a McDonald's spork, was it? No, it was.
I don't use a spork. I'd use that for a McFlurry. I'd kill for a McFlurry right now.
But
too.
How many sporks are ever made outside of McDonald's?
I don't
have
know.
Have you ever seen a spork that
I have,
wasn't
yes.
jail?
So you've seen a spork in jail?
I don't want to talk about that. I'm pretty sure they have sporks in jail.
Just like a mic drop moment. And like and subscribe here. We'll be right back.
Well, let's be honest. Do you want to give them a knife and a fork? No, you give them a nice gentle spork. That way you can just slightly scoop ice.
I give them a very round, dull spoon.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
I don't feel like they even
say, like, every day
do
is
that?
Like Asian day and you're giving them like the chopsticks.
Oh, no, that goes in
no,
your
that's
eyes.
No, that's bad.
That goes in your eyes.
Everything is a weapon is what you're teaching
yes, basically.
Everything is a weapon.
Yeah, and it's more than likely hidden in a prison wallet. Don't want that touching me.
Okay.
No
you know
prison
what a prison
wallets.
Wallet is.
I don't.
You don't know what it is. Yes, you do.
I'm not explaining that
one. You know what a prison wallet is.
I know. I feel like we're... But
how
anyway,
do you
you're
sneak,
mermaiding
how do you sneak stuff into prison. In a prison wallet.
You also need a wallet for mermaiding stuff.
Where else do you put this stuff?
I would say, like, I thought like you were going to say, like, it's just like this very polite thing they give you when you go. And then it was like, no, it's a prison wallet. It's definitely what I thought it was. And
you know, like the where you hold all, when you're traveling and you have that vest wallet thing or whatever. That's what a prison. We're gonna let you think.
But
that's
it's
what a
fanny pack.
Is.
But now you put it over your shoulder.
Right.
No,
we're let you
don't wear a fanny pack like that. I can't stand
what?
That. I
that's
hate
the new thing now.
No, you gotta wear a fanny pack
though,
right? On your
but how
fanny.
How is that any different than what you're wearing?
Oh,
you're wearing
see, it's a satchel. It's a satchel.
Satchel's meant to be worn over
but
your
it's
shoulder.
See,
men can wear it, women can wear it. Fanny packs, you got to have a butt to wear a fanny pack, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just so you have, so it rests. Nice rest.
Nice rest.
I don't know. Like, see, I feel like if you have that, you're not going to put it over your shirt. You're going to put it under your shirt.
I have a rubber ducky one. I wear it over my shirt.
But you're young. Like, I would never wear a fanny pack.
I'm not young.
I feel like you should wear a fanny pack.
I feel like I should. But if anything, it's going to be alcohol in it, and I'm going to probably get myself in more trouble. So, like, it would defeat the purpose.
Don't worry.
Like, you can't bring your alcohol.
They'll give you a spork for your prison wallet after you get in trouble.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Anyway, but I did say spork, so I want to
get free sporks.
Yeah. But this is awesome. Like, we're going to show some of the videos and some of the things. What got you into this whole, society? How do you describe when you say you're mermaiding? You're not doing it by your. Is that did that sound like?
No,
weird?
I just.
It sounded weird to me when I said
to me,
it.
It's just funny.
It just sounds
like
it's like supposed to be like
you're mermaiding.
Not,
yeah. I love how you can add mer to any sentence and it makes it more interesting. Like murder.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm thinking of prancing in my head.
Is
now.
That what? So if mermaids if mermaids kill each other, is it mer murder?
Is it that,
murdering?
Or is it
or you
murder
just,
side, like homicide?
Or do you just change the U and murder to E? So it's murder still.
Murder.
But it's...
M-E-R-D?
Yeah, like, because like mermaid.
I don't know,
right?
I feel like you're missing a market of creating a mermaid dictionary, where it's a thingamabob, not a spork.
Cut this, because we need to let nobody else know about this idea until we have it made.
That's it, run!
I'm saying
we are all signing
out.
An agreement at
yes.
this table right now.
Have you guys
one
seen
third,
our new
third,
book?
Yes.
One third.
And it's all like prison terms.
How do you know prison
it is,
terms?
It's not a prison wallet. It is a mermaid wallet.
Not the same wallet.
Way off the rails pretty quick. I didn't expect that. This is.
It's a lot of sarcasm.
Yeah, I was.
I'm over here now. I'm just going to look at the comments.
Yeah. We talked off camera. It's like very. She's calling me sir, which is. It's tough. It
you're,
is tough.
You're the oldest one here?
I know I am.
It's out of respect. That's how I do it. I say it to little kids.
I don't want to be respected.
Like,
it's
I've
a
had
southern
a,
thing.
It is.
I
it's southern.
It is.
Southern, military. It's both. If I don't say it, my mom's going to come over here and beat me with her shoe, probably.
I don't know, but she better bring some sweet tea, though. We need some sweet
she
tea.
She doesn't drink sweet tea.
No.
I'm addicted to it.
She is not from
that's what I said. She loves peaches, but she's like, sweet tea's gross. And I'm like, what? Cane sweet tea, though. Best sweet tea I've ever had.
See, I feel like you're missing a story that you need to, like, dive into. There
sweet
is a
tea.
Story of why she does not like sweet tea.
I don't know.
That's why you need to ask, because there is a story.
I know. I was like, sweet tea's delicious. How do you not like
exactly.
sweet tea? Something we don't talk about in this household.
That's probably... That's,
like
I'll just
chickens.
Tell you more. I'll tell you more prison stories, but I'm not telling you about the sweet tea.
I will help you with your dictionary, but I'm not going to tell you
the sweet tea.
Why I don't drink sweet tea.
Not today.
All right. So do you like cosplaying at conventions or mermaiding more?
It's a little bit 50-50. I mean, there's a con here called Galaxy Fest that I've gone to for a while, and I do both, which is fun but also tiring because there was a whole split minute where I was rushing to squirm out of my mermaid tail and then get into a Princess Belle costume to go do a kid's costume contest.
That's part of it.
That's
you
like
gotta,
a whole sentence
go.
That you only
go.
Hear in the but cosplay
I,
community.
I could see his face when he was like trying to figure out.
No, I was like trying to figure out, were you in the, did you enter into the kid's costume contest?
Yeah. I beat those kids 100%. It was fair.
I knew it. She's like, no, I met the height requirement.
I do.
I met the height requirement.
I am very short, and I look like a whole 12-year-old, so I'm just like, haha, I'm just knocking kids off the stage.
I knew it. That's what I'm saying. I was like, when you said it, I had to ask, because I knew you were going
to
be a little bit.
I immediately went to, she's judging it.
No, I knew, that's why I clarified. Because she's like, no, like, I come to win.
I come to win. Go ahead.
I rehearse my answers. You know, I talked a little softer.
Squeaked a few times. And
you
there
probably entered it as an amateur too, right? You were like,
oh yeah,
the amateur kids contest.
No, that's when you got to use that cute little anime kid voice.
Yeah, like the one you,
makes
like,
you sound
did when
like
we were talking to you like before the like mics and everything turned on. Like, yes, sir, I am very glad to be here, sir.
There's this character when I first started cosplaying that I had to do with, like, a small voice, and it sounds so much softer and different and weird.
Right.
And it's just like, oh my goodness, I'd absolutely love to do that. And it's just such a difference.
Okay, you could definitely prove that you were 12 years old. If you do that, I'm like, yes, you are.
Okay.
I mean, you did drive in here, and you did also say you were went to prison a few times.
There is
a
beer
times.
In your hand.
Not that old, but.
That's awesome. So, like, going back to like the cosplay element, right? So the mermaiding stuff, I think, is amazing. I think that's just one of the coolest things. But you know, when you're cosplaying, you're creating very like crazy like cosplay. Like, this isn't just like throw on like a cool bell dress. Like, you're going into some, what was it, junkyard?
Junk rat. Junk Close rat. Though. He lives in a junkyard.
I was going junkyard dog, like old WWE thing, which nobody would have got, but junk rat.
War history is my favorite, actually. So.
War history?
War history, yeah.
What is war history?
Just history on war. Like, so...
Oh, see, I was saying, like, WWE, like...
Oh.
Wrestling.
I appreciate that you were trying to be serious.
I thought you were making a World War II reference, no. And I was like, yeah, that's great. I love history.
You talk about cosplay, like, you, this... So we'll throw some of the stuff up, hopefully, if we edit it right. But why cosplay? That's always my big thing. I think that there's a big reason why people do what they do. So why do you, not only mermaid... But why do you also cosplay? What are you getting out of that?
So for me, my first con, I didn't know what cosplay was. Me and my dad, he learned how to do skin latex because we're big horror movie fans. So sooner or later, there will be horror movie costumes mixed in. But so his first thing with me was, well, let's practice skin latex. And he's like, there's this thing coming up. It's a convention. You can go. Meet people. So we did chapped lips in Colorado. Okay. And we basically made it look like my whole mouth had just been blown off. And that was my first ever cosplay at about 12. So it was great. I met
Did
Tony
you talk Mo. In that weird voice that you just did?
No.
Ago?
That was
That would be creepy.
It was weird because I didn't know what was going on. And there was people like, oh my goodness, can I get a picture with you? And they'd pose like they're scared. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I would just stand there, and I met Tony Todd, who was a horror icon to me, and it was so cool. And after that, I was like, I want to do this. I want to cosplay. And then my next year at the same con, I wore my first cosplay, and I didn't know what wigs were, so I just had two strips of my hair dyed, and I had straightened my hair, bought a dress off of Amazon for, like, $80. And then, like, slowly after that, I met somebody who was like, hey, we're doing a panel at this con called NDK. Do you want to do it? And that's where the little kid voice comes in. Because they're like, she's a soft character who's adorable. You should do it. And I was like, okay. And then after that, it's been like, this is really fun.
Yeah. So are you doing it just because of the so you talked about a couple of different things. One, you want to win. It seems like there's a very
this
competitive
is,
thing.
This is my first year winning.
Win,
yeah.
Win no matter
yeah.
what.
It's like, there's because the elaborate cosplays that you're creating, you're obviously going to win. But you also you're having fun doing it. How do you
yeah.
balance the two? Like, do you enjoy it? But do you also enjoy, like, winning, or is it both kind of, like, blended between
This
two?
Was my first year, like, competing. Right. Our first ever handmade costume was Bakugo from My Hero Academia, and that was really fun. My dad surprised me. He's like, hey, I made these gauntlets. Put them on. Make an outfit. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And that was EVA foam, our first time dealing with that, which really helped for Junkrat. But for me, it's fun to compete. It's fun. I get to spend time with my dad. We do a lot of outfits together. I'm trying to get him to do Roadhog, which is Junkrat's companion. Because I'm like, we could do this together. We could be weird together. Because it's fun to find people who do the same thing with you.
It's really a great conversation to have with your dad. Listen,
I think
listen.
It's awesome. It's a family experience here. Yeah. You're turning something into, and we were talking with somebody in a previous episode about, you know, doing it in groups as opposed to just by yourself. And then now you get to get that time with your family to really
yeah.
bond.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome, too. Because my dad's always like, well, what if you try this? Or what if we do this? Because Junkrat was a lot of trial and error with a bunch of different things. Like, I had to hand make the patches on his legs. And he has a peg leg. So I was like, how are we going to fix this? So we made an actual grenade mine that I wear as a shoe. So it looks like he's stepping on a grenade. And that was really interesting with the neighbors. Because we were pretty sure they were going to call a bomb squad on us while we were making it in the yard.
So what you're saying is that's when you went to prison.
They're making replica weapons
replica
on
weapons.
The military base.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, shh, and yeah. the neighbors
everything's
would peek,
gonna,
and we're like,
end well, there.
We're like, we promise, we're not trying to blow people up.
It's for cosplay, guys. It's my mermaiding outfit.
That's always fun too. Like walking out, like I've had to walk out to the car in a full outfit, and just the neighbors like do that double take out the window, and I'm like, hi, as I'm trying to shove my stuff into the car. It's a long process of just, like, these people are around me.
All right, so we have a lot of cosplay stuff, a lot of mermaiding to talk about. And
we're doing this cool thing?
We're going to do this thing, though. We talked about it beforehand. We missed the opportunity. So we have all these crazy Kit Kats. You were super excited for this.
I am.
Too.
I haven't tried
There's
crazy
different
Kit
ones.
Kats.
So we got to try the different ones. We don't know what most of the flavors are. I know the green one is green tea. So
I can't read Japanese.
Which one,
so
which one do you want to do?
No, we're going to start
I'm
with green tea.
I'm good with whatever.
You wanna get
oh,
this,
we're all doing it?
Yeah. You
want to
get this
the same
one out
one?
Of your taste. Taste. So just break off a piece of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
that one with their jingle.
I know.
This does not
that was
look,
the point.
This does not look good. That is
it's
not
green.
What candy should look like.
You get a whole half? We got to split it in three, dude.
Oh, you want to buy it first?
I'm fine. We'll share this
Do you want Lady and the Tramp this?
No, I've already had it, so. Eat your Kit Kat, sweeto. What do you think? The green tea one is not good.
I can't even. I don't even
it
know
didn't
what.
Taste, I think they're like. I think they went bad.
Mm-mm. It's a green tea taste.
It does, I don't taste green tea.
Yeah.
Why did you not
it's
taste
like
that?
A weird smoothie that's just grainy.
Okay. Whatever.
It doesn't taste bad, but it doesn't really taste like anything.
Yeah. So with all these Kit Kats, did you get a van that says free candy on the side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Candy with a K.
That's our Project Nerd van. That's our Project Nerd van.
Yeah. What are we doing next?
It's a tax write-off.
And I love that we don't get anything to drink with this.
I know.
So we're all going to smile at the end of it. It's just going to be like every bit of this chocolate.
All right. Which one we got to? Let's do this one. The pink. This
is
the.
Oh, already tell us what it is. We'll say it afterwards.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, no. Yeah, sure.
I'm not a germs person, so.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm not either. I mean, I've had kids just come up and touch my face and just.
Can we do like the Good Mythical Morning thing where we've got to like cheers it?
Wee.
Like dink it and then dunk it?
So this is the red bean paste one. So you know like the sweet treats they make with the red bean paste in it?
See, that tastes like something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste bad.
Mm-mm, not too bad. It's different.
See, I feel like when you tell me what it is, then my brain starts telling me what I should be tasting.
The key thing about it too, you always have to remember, is when they come from not the United States,
right?
The sweetness is very much toned down because they don't pour so much sugar into stuff like we do.
That's the best part.
But I'm interested to see, like, when you don't tell me what it is, what I get out
of
it.
I have no
clue
what this is. This is purple label with some Japanese letters.
That's my favorite. My friend who knows I cosplay, he's like, "What's this Japanese say?" And I'm like, "Just because I cosplay anime doesn't mean I know what it says."
Right.
And he's like, "Konnichiwa, Amanda." I'm like, "I hate you."
That's right. This one I feel like has like a coffee-ness to it, maybe?
Yeah, that's coffee.
Think so?
I'm not getting
maybe anything. Cocoa?
So which one?
Is my mouth just dead?
Of the three?
Is that what's happening
yeah,
right
I guess
now?
So.
I'm like, you telling me I should be tasting something? Like, all I taste is like chocolate.
I'm handing this over. He knows.
Oh, yeah?
He knows.
He knows.
Well, this guy had studied all this stuff, yeah.
Oh, goodness. This is the last one. This is the most nervous one.
Yeah, this is like the...
I'm pretty sure this is just dark chocolate.
This is just straight sriracha.
I just hope it's not like that booger jelly
now
bean
from
Harry Potter.
Now you guys keep the whole half of all these.
Yeah.
And that's for you, because you're special.
No. Oh. I'll put them in my prison wallet.
It's going to look the exact same coming out.
This is the same.
You guys are going to be okay.
It's really good. I like dark chocolate.
That sounds like it's dark chocolate.
Oh. Well, the cool thing about dark chocolate, you don't lose any of sweetness because it's not added a whole bunch of sweet as well. So this is a regular Kit Kat, but not as sweet as the ones you would get here.
So they tone it down a little bit. That's nice.
Tone down a little bit. You get the full one this time.
Oh, I do? Good, because maybe then I'll finally taste like what one of these tastes like. Because the only half I'm getting is the wafer.
All right, what do you think?
I like them all.
All of them? The
yeah,
green tea one,
bad.
Too?
The red bean was a little weird.
You
not going
to
so?
Lie you,
on that.
It was like once you got through all of it.
It was fine.
That was kind of like.
See, I think
when
the
chocolate kind of wears off, with their, and then you just get like whatever that bean paste flavor is supposed to be, that was pretty nasty.
Yeah. Well, that's why I have a problem when you go like eat those desserts. Like a lot of people get those. They're like the dough balls with the red bean
the
paste
mochi.
In the middle. Not the mochi, but the dough balls with the red paste in it. I never, because it's the same thing. That's
right.
That's your last taste, I feel like. And it's not as good.
Yeah, I've never had those.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like the frozen ones that you get, like the not eclairs, but you can get them like the frozen section, where they're the pastry, but then it has like the cool whipped cream in it.
Well, that's got like cool whipped cream inside.
Yeah.
That's like way better.
Yeah, well, why would you put any like bean paste in like a.
Because that's what they do.
I know they put meat in some of them. That's the ones I eat.
Dude, I'm getting really hungry right now. But all right. So if you are, of course, checking us out audio only, that whole experience right there is probably better for video. So head on over to YouTube or project-nerd.live. We'll take you straight to our YouTube page. Or, of course, projectnerd.com is where you can find all of this to see the Kit Kat packages, to see our faces. And you
see
guys
Amanda's
almost,
face.
You,
you, don't
you guys almost spit like some of it out, too. If
you don't want to see this face. This is a gremlin.
If we get 100 likes, we will Lady and the Tramp a Kit Kat bar.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll do it for 100
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
I'll do it for 100 likes.
I will very poorly in the background play the violin.
Because it'll happen.
She's gonna download like some kind of bot thing.
Yeah, oh, exactly. I'm blasting it. I'm just blasting it everywhere. Like, you need to go support these guys right now.
So that way they Lady and Tramp the Kit Kat.
Well, one of you guys has to wear the floppy dog ears.
Okay.
Oh, and, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, gotta get in character. Okay. This is cosplay, get
nose,
in character,
nose,
yes.
Like brown, like a, yeah, a dog nose? Okay.
We'll go full, like, Disney style. We will. You can cosplay it. You can create the cosplay that we have to wear.
I'm so in.
You're in.
I'm in. Let's do it.
100 likes, is that where? Where?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
100 views, 100 likes.
No, not 100 views. We get to 100 views easy.
Do we really?
No. Yes, no. 100.
I like how that was, are you, really?
Hold up.
No. All I know is my mom and a few boobies across the southern states watch this for me.
We're really popular.
It's the prison
now.
One.
Yeah, see?
Dude, when we start getting comments on this from Prisoner 1, Prisoner 2, like, actually, my
can
wallet
we get,
is...
Can we get an address for Pen Pal? Okay. So we do need a... Where can people find you online?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just now starting for a YouTube channel for some of the explanations on how to make stuff that we do and junk like that.
Stealing our YouTube views.
Yeah.
No.
Instagram, Facebook,
can we have like
Twitter.
A crossover YouTube page? Your YouTube
Let's
page
do
could
it.
Be part of Project Nerd.
Are you doing Colorado Springs?
Yeah, we're going to be
everywhere.
I'll
right
be now. There too.
All right. Is all that under Killer Cutie cosplay?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's all there.
So you find it all there. And of course, at ProjectNerd.com, we'll have the link straight to it. And if you are watching us on YouTube, this is where it's underneath the video. The subscription and likes are underneath the video.
Well, I can't go. I can't go here. We are
under the video.
It looks
is
weird.
His arm cut off?
Yeah.
Like, we'll try to animate an arm like yeah. down underneath the like or something. I don't know. But anyways, all right. This is it for our Iron Lion sessions. Of course, if you're in Colorado Springs, come check out the awesome crew over here at Iron Lion.
They've been awesome. It's an amazing.
Fantastic.
Place.
The yeah. store's awesome. It's in theme. Everything about it. Big throne.
Everything's
at the
50%
front.
Off if you mention Project
Nerd. That's not true.
No.
Not
okay.
true. Anyways.
Not awesome. Sponsored. Not sponsor.
We are signing out for another episode of I'm Not Famous. Till next time.
Oh, Amanda, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.